ก็ถ้าตอบลงจะต้องจัว SBS มง
Welcome to SBS Radio Monk Program in Melbourne here Australia. Today we have a special guest, Philip Gu, from Oregon and Ohio. And he's studying now in one of the universities in this state. And he also happened to become the wrestler, Hmong wrestler as well. So tell us about your experience. Thank you.
First off, thanks for having me here. And my experience of wrestling has been great. I started when I was way young, about kindergarten. And I've just been wrestling since then. And I've had my ups and downs, but I'd say, I mean, it's got me to where I am, and I'm more than grateful for it.
Okay, so tell us more about it. How do you start it? Is it different from karate or other martial arts?
I would say it's definitely different. It's one of the more unique martial arts in the martial arts era. I actually got into it because my dad was a wrestler in high school, and he kind of pushed my brother and I into it, and I just kind of ran off with it then. I didn't really like it growing up, but once I got older, I started to find out that I was pretty good at it, so I stayed at it.
Okay, so how do you train? How do you go from starting from kindergarten up until now, and you win medals? How do you do that?
I mean, just time and effort, you know. I mean, when I was young, I didn't really get too serious with it until I was about fifth grade, and my parents ended up throwing me into a really elite wrestling club back in Oregon, and it was called Cobra Wrestling All Stars. And yeah, I mean, for me, I didn't start at the top, so I had to build up, and I just. Every day I practice, and yeah, the outcome was on top. Okay. First place, placed pretty high at some tournaments. And if I'm being honest, I didn't really start achieving a lot until my eighth grade year.
Okay, how about the latest medals that you got it from your competition?
Well, I didn't really compete a lot last year. Mm-hmm. I was actually dealing with an injury on my ankle, and so I was kind of just recovering from that, and I had some academic stuff I had to take care of. But back in high school, I went to nationals, and it was my second time going around, and I ended up taking second. I really went against a really tough kid in the finals, but that was my most recent high accolade. And then you probably already know I'm a three-time state champion, so I mean that third state title was pretty big to me.
What is your future plan after you win those medals? Do you want to take it on as a professional wrestling, or you'll just say that, oh, it's a side hustle for me and I still have to look after my academic sides as well?
That's kind of undecided right now. I'm going to continue to wrestle international wrestling. Freestyle. It's called Freestyle and Greco, and I'm going to continue that after college, but I mean, that's kind of the last point of wrestling where you can get just Olympics or Worlds, you know. There's not really a professional stage for wrestling, so I think that's probably it.
Okay, so you don't have any plan to either go national again or international again or as a professional yet?
I plan on going these upcoming years. I plan on going to a couple big tournaments, the senior nationals, even possibly Olympic trials. I think those would be some pretty big tournaments to really get some good competition at. So I'm gonna try getting at those.
So currently, you're studying at university. In which course are you majoring in?
I'm actually majoring in education right now. In the future, I want to be a teacher and a wrestling coach. Oh. I'd love to share my knowledge with kids.
So probably setting up a club, a wrestling club, a teaching class, or school could be part of your goals, future goals.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to say to Hmong community and those who are looking to wrestling, because a lot of Hmong people tends to go into martial arts, either karate, self-defense, taekwondo, or Muay Thai, but not wrestling. What do you want to say to them?
If people want to get into those martial arts, go for it. I mean, all it takes is a little bit of effort to be great at something. And I mean, I'm not gonna bash on those other martial arts, because no doubt those are all great martial arts to get into. But I mean, wrestling, it'll teach you different things. It'll teach you life lessons. It'll teach you how to defend yourself. It'll do a lot of things for a person. And I think that's what it's done for me. And I just, for me being where I'm at right now, I want kids or just anyone to look up to me and want to be better, you know? I just want, in the Hmong community, there's not a lot of support towards martial arts like wrestling, because I mean, it's, people say it's too much contact. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's more than that in wrestling. There's life lessons where it can teach a kid how to be disciplined and humble. And I think those are just some things that have driven me to be where I'm at right now.
Okay, so you could be the pioneer who opened the doors to Hmong communities into the future. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing your insights and your thoughts into wrestling to Hmong community. Philip Skew from Oregon, U.S.
Thanks for having me here.
Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, podcast.